Welcome to the Beer Canspiracy Show. It's a comedy podcast where three best buds sit around and talk about the supernatural, conspiracy theories, true crime, and more. Pretty much anything weird. Now, we tend to pull no punches, so a mature listening audience is advised. But if you like to have a good time, then crack open a cold one, pull up a chair, and hang out with the boys of the Beer Canspiracy Show.
Exotic Vietnam, the jewel of Southeast Asia. I wanted to meet interesting and stimulating people of an ancient culture and kill them.
But there we're not alone. Something was stalking them.
Min Lop! Min Lop! Min Lop! Min Lop! You Min Lop! Min Lop! Min Lop! You long time!
What mysterious creature was witnessed by both sides and feared by the locals? What he saw was a rocket
that he was shooting at, these basically flying demons that were flying alongside the helicopter. And he knew they were coming to get him, and to hear him describe it, it was like being in the worst kind of a demonic gothic hell, that you'd look out at the tops of trees and you'd see these creatures with big wings and claws and everything come flying off the tops of the trees.
Hello and welcome to the Beer Canspiracy Show. We're your hosts. My name is Aaron.
I'm Sean.
Dirty D's not here tonight, so no dirty news. So we're going to get right to the topic.
Are you recording?
I'm recording.
All right.
What are we doing tonight?
Oh, I think it'll be a fun one. It's fun. It's scary. Let's get into it. Aaron's favorite time period.
So what?
I'm about to describe more. That's only one clue.
World War II.
Oh, I didn't know that I'm wrong.
You fucked up. Let's quit.
Some of the best war music comes from this time, and some of the best war movies use the jungle as its setting. I'm talking about the war in Vietnam.
War in Viet fucking Nam!
Isn't that John Kennedy's era? I thought that was your favorite era.
Vietnam.
Yeah.
Yes, I do love John Kennedy.
Yep. Isn't that era?
And I like the new Kennedy. In the news, Robert Kennedy Jr.
Are you putting out bumper stickers for him?
No, we're not going to go into that.
I was doing research on a particular topic and came across a crap ton of eyewitnesses, accounts of all kinds of different spooks and demons and monsters.
Can't say spooks.
Can't say spooks. Is that the N-word for ghost?
Kind of.
I don't think. I've never heard that. I apologize to Black Ghost. Okay. Monsters. It's a crazy country. So let's talk about our neighbors to the east.
You know, Mississippi.
Far neighbors.
Far east.
Yeah. This story comes from military.com, so you know it's official. This is from a Vietnam veteran who had a terrible experience in the Army during his time in. A terminally ill patient who had a secret to take to his grave, but then decided, why am I taking this awesome story to my grave?
I should make some money off of it.
Or a book or something. You'll see. I'm summing this up, so I won't get sued or anything, but it's on the website, and the guy's words are more colorful and offensive. Yeah.
He says spooks.
Yep. If you want to read his words, go to military.com, and there's some pretty great stories on there about Vietnam. Pretty sad pictures, too. Shit.
But they got pictures?
Of Vietnam? Yeah. He served as a tunnel rat in the Vietnam War. The Viet Cong dug tunnels to their underground bases. Basically, if you're short, you're voluntold to apply the tunnel rat position. It was more like you were ordered if you're being honest. This man is short, 5'3".
Oh,
so there's no getting out of that.
You're going in there. Mm-hmm. Sorry, kid.
It honestly sounds like the worst job of any branch. How terrifying would that be?
Dude, you can't even see.
Yeah, they put red flashlights.
They just go in there and they're like, oh, fuck. There's someone in front of
me. What if you just find out you have, you know, you're claustrophobic and you're just like, I didn't know. This is news to me. Yep. I'm super happy this day.
Yeah, plus you have to fight for your life.
Yeah, you have to go in and I'll flush them out.
Yeah.
He said a lot of times black people weren't picked to go in because they're too big for the tunnels. You know,
I feel like they're the right color, though, to go
blend in the camouflage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do not smile.
You know, like that hookah on Apocalypse Now. She said they're too big.
Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, damn.
She said, so, brother, tupoku, tupoku.
So, they're too big. You know, you're traveling. Wouldn't that be scary if you all of a sudden, like, the Viet Cong sees, like, a nothing and they just see eyeballs and a teeth staring at them?
Mm-hmm.
To prevent a surprise attack from the small American army, they set tripwires and booby traps to stop them, or at least warn the Viet Cong that the enemy is incoming. This soldier says, usually operate in the Coochie Tunnel. Yeah, I knew you would snicker.
I operated in there too.
Yeah, right.
I've done it once or twice. I'm not an operator. I'm a dabble.
So they're usually around this tunnel complex up north of Vietnam, but this is way more north and west of Da Nang.
Dang.
Da Nang.
Da Nang.
They have tours of the Coochie Tunnels these days. The tunnels are big enough for shorter people to duck in, like to duck walk through.
That's bad, too. It's hard.
It is. They're pretty nice and well kept. It kind of reminds me of like the Alamo, how it's all pretty, but back then it must have been terrifying and gross. Also, there's so much killing in there that's probably haunted. Oh, they got some haunted stories, like locals say that, you know, urban legends, and they say not to go down there because of a bunch of ghosts and dead people.
Well, who wants to go down in the tunnels?
White people. This guy, the one telling the story, he's with his, I don't know what they call the army people. We call our guys seamen. Like, hey, what's up, seamen? And it's a term of
hate. Aren't they soldiers?
Grunts. Do they call each other grunts? Army people?
I thought that was Marines. I think it's armies.
Marines are jarheads.
Soldiers.
Marines are jarheads. He says Benoit, his buddy, is short and black in the army, and that's pretty much a death sentence. So they never said this name of the guy telling the story, and I was hoping David was here because he's really good at naming people. Do you know of a name we could use the whole time?
Guillermo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, it's a white guy?
Yeah.
Jeff.
My name is Jeff.
That's great. Jeff was the first in the hole, followed by Benoit. That's not funny.
His name's Jeff.
Yep. They both were carrying Model 39s and C4. Jeff says you do not want to be carrying a Colt 45 going down those tunnels. Last time he saw somebody come out of the tunnel back from it, their ears were bleeding and they got sent home.
You're right. It's a grunt.
Okay. Yo, grunt. My fellow grunt. What's up? So Jeff crawled for a while through this tunnel. It was tight, which it means that it was a new tunnel.
How tight was it?
It was pretty dang tight. He had to suck it in. They crawled for about 40 minutes and he started to smell something rank.
Who fucking farted?
Like rotting food or a Viet Cong died down there and was left to rot. He saw an opening up ahead and kicked Benoit to let him know that it's about to get real. They jumped down into the dimly lit room. There was nobody there, just a small lit oil lamp and a tarp on the floor. So far, that was the single longest tunnel either one have been through. There was no booby traps, and where was everybody?
I don't know.
Yep. Jeff moved the tarp aside and with his pistol, and there was a stone staircase leading down, which is not the Viet Cong style to have stairs in the tunnels. And they looked really old, too. Like older than America old, he says. He told Benoit, we've come this far, we have to keep going.
Might as well.
I guess so. Probably get in trouble if you don't go down and check it out. Jeff and Benoit descended down the staircase, which was going down as much as the tunnel was long. They were using a red filter on the flashlight, so it felt like they were descending into hell. There was another tarp blocking the staircase with light coming from the other side. Jeff pulled the tarp back with his gun shaking in his hands, finger on the trigger, but something stopped him from shooting what he saw next. The room had at least 10 people inside. None of them were armed. 10 people rocking back and forth as a red flashlight illuminated them. Nobody responded. Jeff says, Benoit, don't shoot. There's people in here, but there's something wrong with them.
Nope. I'm out. Scoot back out.
Oh, I probably pee myself. Oh, shit. Yeah, I am out. Oh, God.
Duck walk back
out of there. Nothing back there, though, but we should make it explode. The room was lit by little small candles. The people kept rocking back and forth. Jeff put his flashlight to their faces and snapped his fingers, but nobody responded. Their uniform was Viet Cong. There were three women, seven men. All of their pupils were a solid color.
The women had uniforms too?
Mm-hmm. They fought. Yeah, some rebels. They're in some movies too.
Okay.
Women soldiers. So the Benoit motioned to with his flashlight, a pile of rifles, all rusted. They had been there for a really long time. Jeff shone a small pedestal with the tiny candles lit surrounding it. It's a solid gold statue. The statue was a beautiful woman. The top half, anyway.
Nice.
The bottom half was, molded with a dozen, like, dozens of tentacles, and it was a gold statue.
I'd rather have a bottom half of a woman than the top.
Yes, obviously. Yes, I agree. I had to think for a second. It was beautifully crafted. It had some writing on it that Jeff couldn't read and went back to pick up the statue to get a better look. Benoit yelled at him, "Stop, don't touch it." Jeff's hand was an inch away from touching the statue. Benoit says, "We need to leave this place quickly." Jeff shone his flashlight at the people's face and asked if they were going to leave him like that. Benoit said, "We'll plant the C4 charges and put them on a 90-minute timer." Jeff said, "They're unarmed." As Benoit was removing C4 from his pouch, he says, "These people are dead, maybe even worse. I saw something like this before at the bayou."
In the States?
Yeah. I wonder what he saw. A bunch of voodoo?
Well, he probably saw a bunch of people that were not moving.
Maybe it was on bourbon.
Yeah.
After setting the charges, they rushed up to the stairs, which felt like it took forever before reaching the upper room. They started their way in the tunnel, Benoit pulling up the rear. Suddenly, they could hear a woman's faint voice calling from behind them. Hello? Benoit yelled, "Ignore it, keep moving." This was the longest crawl of Jeff's life. They emerged from the tunnel, gasping for air. They told their team that they set charges and prayed that the bombs would go off, the C4. They heard a dull thud and spray of dirt emerge from the tunnel. Jeff never had any experience like that again. To this day, he still asks himself, like, who the fuck had those candles lit in the damn room?
So they just, I mean, they gave them 90 minutes to get out of there. So if they didn't leave, it's their fault.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Spookular. Scary.
Spookular.
Yep. This Vietnam story is pretty famous. During Vietnam, the army was trying out a red night vision goggles using Dicenin glass.
You just said it wrong.
What was it again?
Dicenin.
Dicenin glass. That feels unnatural science words. They use red because your eyes don't have to adjust to the change in color. Like how if you were in a lit up room and the lights go out, your eyes need like a few seconds to adjust. Radiologists used to sit in a pitch black room before reading images because they'll be looking at these mostly black images and like sensitive white streaks, so you need to pay attention to this.
So your eyes are ready to see it.
Yeah, you need to get some eye stretches before.
Yeah.
They used to have on the Navy, on the boats, like there's like a smoking deck. You could like, there's walkways around the ship and they're all like at night lit up with red. I was like, I kind of thought they'd be green, but it's red. And they tell us that it's harder for the enemy ships to see and easier for us.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was like, I never looked up that fact. I believe you, I guess.
Yeah, they've done years of research.
Makes me feel nice about it. Germany used the first red night vision goggles in World War II. They were the only military to use them at that time. I haven't seen them wearing them in any war movies, so I'll just take the
Jeez, Germany histories. Did a lot of firsts.
Yeah.
Too bad they killed a lot of people.
Yeah. We see only what we're able to see, which is a small silver like lining on the spectrum, you know, the electromagnetic spectrum. We could only use like see a small patch. There's like X-rays and gamma rays and infrared, and like we're kind of in the middle. We can't see anything else.
If you see gamma rays, do you Hulk out?
Like it wouldn't make sense, but yeah, sure, you Hulk out.
Nice.
Radio waves having the lowest frequency or the longest wavelength or the lowest energy. Red night vision takes the small amount of red light that's right before the infrared spectrum and it amplifies it. So we're able to see more on the spectrum that we usually can't see. Night vision these days use green. Green has its upsides too. We could see millions of shades of green and it could possibly see alien spaceships. You know,
like see past their like cloaks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Green is better.
Maybe they, yeah.
So we all need to buy night vision goggles.
Yeah, right.
Nice. Put that in your
apocalypse crate.
Yeah.
I heard a small theory that they use, we could see so many shades of green and it's an adaptive caveman thing since they weren't, you know, they weren't really farmers yet, so they were just having an eyeball for vegetation.
Mm-hmm.
So if they found some, it's like, it's a good day for them. So we evolved from doing that. So how the night vision works is that the goggles catch the light, which come in the form of photons, that gets converted into electrical energy. The electrical energy is received by the image is the basics. Like, it just catches it, amplifies it. Oh, they got to turn it into a signal so you can see it. I'm assuming, well, they definitely have a battery in there. That it needs a source. Mm-hmm. Or it'd be just like playing those Game Boys in the 90s where if it's dark, you're just fucked. If the
Game no Boys battery. In the 90s.
Yeah, Game Boys. Like,
oh, Game Boys.
What these?
I thought you said Gay Boys.
Gay Boys.
The fuck are you doing in the 90s?
I don't know. I didn't really know they existed so much back then. Some other cool attributes with the red glasses that it maximizes. Some other cool attributes to the red glasses that it maximizes the efficiency and performance of the human brain. It reduces reflex time while also increasing spatial awareness. The light affects the neurons in your eye and your brain to increase your performance. Infrared light therapy is being used to treat eye and brain illnesses and generally heal up surgeries quicker.
Hmm. Oh. Interesting.
Yeah. There's another conspiracy that's saying blue is also healing, and that Oprah's house didn't burn up in Maui because they told her to have a blue roof.
Ooh, yeah. There's actually a Biden video when he was talking to somebody and he was like, oh, the blue, we need to fix that, because when they burned up Hawaii, all the blue roof homes or shacks or stuff survived. And he was like, oh, the blue roofs, we need to work on that.
I did hear that there's something in the sky that shot a laser beam to cause it.
Because they have what's the one where they control the weather?
Oh, I don't know. But I've heard of it.
Move on.
Oh, I did hear a statement from, I don't know, our government. I don't know specifically.
HARP. That's what it's called.
HARP. Oh. It said, we didn't do this, but we do have the technology.
Bullshit. We didn't do this, but we could do it.
Yeah. Not to sound like pussies.
Oh, Biden's a weak president.
Yes. Well, the interesting thing about Dysynin night vision goggles is that everyone's supposed to wear them except pilots and the officers. They had orders to not wear the goggles. And that make you feel a little skeptical.
Well, I think you said these are the green ones.
No, these are red. They're using red.
Oh,
these are
the okay. First, well, because the green ones, you can see UFOs better. So they should be wearing green ones.
I don't think they knew about
yet.
So I would be skeptical, but I think I would wear the night vision goggles. Like, why don't they wear them? Are they give you cancer or something? But
I don't know. It's probably just what you can see, what kind of application you need.
Yes. Well, they're in the darkness the whole time. Mm-hmm. Even when it's sunny, like the trees, it's so dense that it's kind of dark.
Yep.
So I'd be skeptical, but I would also wear them. Like, I'd rather see them than not. Everyone loved the goggles at first. Then a week later, everyone started behaving strangely. A lot of fighting amongst themselves, which was not too strange because the army did that. It's just kind of weird. Why spend the energy doing fighting all day?
It's just a bunch of young kids with high testosterone. Of course, they're going to fight.
But it's having weirdly and morely.
Weirdly and morely.
Yep. A lot of the soldiers started looking into the trees at something that wasn't there.
There's something in those trees.
Predator. One of the more famous stories about this is that there's a group of helicopters entering a zone that wasn't known to have enemy occupation, but still it had to be patrolled. It started getting really late, and an officer in front of everyone told them to put their night vision goggles on.
The red?
Mm-hmm. So he's like leaning back and telling everybody to do that. All of a sudden, the gunner, who is stationed on the right side, starts shooting that 50 caliber machine gun like towards the trees and like parallel to the ground. And there's also helicopters like in the direction that he's shooting. So they're like, oh, fuck. And then they have to like go to the other side because for some reason he's shooting in their direction.
Hmm.
The officer tells him to cease fire, but the dude's like freaking out and he keeps shooting.
So he sees the helicopters, or he just sees something else?
Something else.
Okay.
The helicopters happen to be there.
Okay.
The officer goes to the back and removes the soldier's goggles, and the soldier stops freaking out, like, slightly, because, like, he doesn't see.
So he sees something that nobody else can see with the goggles on?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the officer pulls them off, and he, like, stops shooting.
Well, that scared the shit out of me. You just pulled the goggles off and now I can't see the shit that's trying to kill us?
I agree with you completely. Yeah. They feel safer, like they're
hiding under... Yeah, you feel safer because you can't see
like, it. Like, hide under the bed, like... Killer will never find me under the bed because I can't see him.
Yeah, you can't see what I'm seeing.
The officer puts on the glasses and sees demons in the treetops.
What?
They have horns and a tail.
What?
And they look just like gargoyles.
What?
The gargoyles notice that the officer is looking right at them.
Oh, because like, they think you can't see them.
Right.
Ugh.
But now they can. And the gargoyles notice that they noticed you can. So they take off towards the helicopter and they're about to do some gargoyle violence.
It's like the show Gargoyles.
Yep. The officer freaks out and takes the goggles off. No harm came to anyone from any demons. The goggles were only used for 2 months and were then confiscated. Many of the soldiers still had psychological issues after like the goggles were taken off. They were...
So what color were these?
These were red.
Oh.
So we use green now.
So the gargoyles are freaking out because they're like,
oh, shit.
We're just doing gargoyle things. Yep. Oh, now you can see us?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. So they just took the goggles and never used them again? Mm-hmm. I feel like you should be using them way more.
Man, that's pretty crazy, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it's weird that many of those soldiers seen those demons and gargoyles, but nobody was ever attacked. Another thing is that the demons never made any sound. But if you're thinking, well, I had this thought that we can't hear all the spectrum either. Like, what if we had night vision goggles for your ears?
Yeah, I mean, like, dogs can hear way higher than us.
Yeah.
Animals hear different than us.
Yeah, that might be why dogs see, like, weird things before we feel them or see them.
I always thought they smelled it.
Oh, so they're on the other spectrum, and then I wonder if they have a language.
Ugh. Dogs? Gargoyles.
Gargoyles.
Yeah, they just sound like, what's that guy's name?
Jeff?
From the thing.
Goliath.
Yeah, Goliath.
Keith David.
Yeah, Keith David.
Oh, so some guy brought up that since you're able to see in red and like the gargoyles are, I guess they look red in the goggles, that what if people, that's why people think Satan is red in a lot of depictions. Like maybe he's on that part of the spectrum.
That's something.
I haven't read the Bible yet. One day. But
it's a lot of mumbo jumbo.
Is it like, did they say there's a hell?
I never got past the part where they were like,
begot.
I couldn't get past the begot. Yeah. So I was like, what the fuck is this?
Same. So they kind of speculate or think that maybe Satan's in the other spectrum with
gargoyles. So he's like a gargoyle. Interesting. Well, or he's just on another side of the spectrum.
Other side of the spectrum?
Like he's on another part of the spectrum that we can't see. Or what we can see, he's red.
Yep. And he also has like a tail and horns on a lot of pictures. So maybe there's some sort of demons.
Hmm.
In the darkest part of the jungle, this is another story. Like we're leaving the goggles behind.
Next story.
Yes, next story. The darkest part of the jungle hides many natives and creatures thought to be of myth and fiction. There's not a lot of anything written or reported, but there's like some sailors and some natives that say a 130-foot centipede exists.
Ugh.
And
I hate centipedes. Gross.
Yeah.
130 foot?
That's what the sailors saw.
Fuck
so that. It's on the water, too. It could swim.
In the water.
These natives, they said they saw the body, too. I don't know how large it was, but it was, like, ridiculously large. And it didn't have a head. And, like, the body stunk so much that they threw it back in the ocean and... Because it smelled so bad, that's why we don't have any evidence.
Did the Vietnamese?
Yeah.
Vietnamese say this?
Yeah.
They like back it up, their claims? Yep.
Natives, yeah.
Ugh.
But there's a picture of a Vietnam American soldier. He's holding a centipede like, the size of your fingers to your elbow. Fuck me.
Another one.
So no evidence of the centipede. One of the creatures we heard many times in this area, this part of the world, is Sasquatch.
In Vietnam?
Yes.
Basically. Sweet.
So, like a Chinese Sasquatch.
It's not Chinese, it's Vietnamese.
It's South Chinese.
Asians are different.
Yeah, no.
There's a bunch of Asians.
I was just picking.
Yeah, tell an Asian that.
So, my father-in-law's...
would you feel if somebody called you Cuban?
Like, haha.
Yeah, fuck
it's you. It's like not super funny, but a little slightly insulting.
Yes. I hate when people call me other sorts of Hispanics.
I just pretend to be angry. Puerto Rican, I've heard a few times. My father-in-law's dad heard reports. He used to be in the army. He did a...
Oh, is their family...
Very army-y.
Nice.
Yeah, his dad was actually like a hot shot.
He jumped out of planes?
Bobby did. His dad was like in charge of like a unit. Nice. I don't know the terms.
Did he fight in a war or just...
Yeah, he's in Vietnam.
Sweet.
What's the one after that? Korea?
No, Korea's before Vietnam.
What's the one after Vietnam? Is that the Cold War?
After Vietnam, we're going like Gulf Wars. We're out of Asia.
Oh. Well, anyway, the military liked him and sounds like he was pretty good in charge. Yep. So he put in charge of a branch. Over the radio, he hears one of the soldiers on his post freaking out, saying that he sees a 7 foot tall gorilla, but it walked like a man. Bobby's dad says, I'm imagining Bobby's voice like all grumpy. He's like, that guy's on dope.
For sure.
He says that to the two people in charge, so they just like left it.
He says that to Max, like, bitch can't walk. Guy's on dope.
Yeah. So in the morning, they wake up, they see the morning tents, and like half of their people are pulled apart.
Ugh.
I'm definitely lying. That was the end of the, I added the razzle. Yeah, but he saw.
Razzle dazzle.
Yeah, might have saw one of these ape things at his base. Somebody did, not him.
I mean, that's a thing. Every country has their own little.
Sasquatchy thing.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Everybody's always like, how come we never find bodies or something? But.
Good point.
I mean, every region in America has their own Sasquatch.
Yeah.
They're just naming it different things. So every country has their own Sasquatch, apparently.
Yeah. No bodies, though. Kind of odd.
That's very odd. Yeah.
So the Vietnam Sasquatch.
It's true, though.
It's different in a lot of ways. The locals called them Batutut, Ujit, Nguai Rung. That was probably awful.
I think that's.
Or jungle people.
Don't they say. Why? Wind?
Wind? But there's no Y.
No, what was the Nguyen's? Wasn't he a Nguyen? Remember Nguyen from Cowboys?
He's a Nguyen. Oh, Dak Nguyen?
So, yeah.
Oh, he might be Vietnamese.
So, I don't know. So let me type it out.
Nguyen.
Okay. Nguyen. Oh, there wasn't no Y, so my bad. Or just plain old call them jungle Nguyen people.
Nguyen Rung.
Nguyen Rung. Or jungle people. When our soldiers first arrived, we didn't know our way around the dense forest. Weren't from there. Mm-mm. Not on the vacation tours.
Oh, they used to train in like fucking Florida and stuff.
To go to Vietnam?
Mm-hmm. Dense jungle land.
Gross.
Yeah, it fucking sucks. I would hate to be in Vietnam. That's probably the worst
war to be in.
That and World War II when they were in Japan. It's like kind of the same terrain. Ugh. No thanks.
I would rather Japan than Vietnam. I don't think so.
It's the same thing.
It is the same thing, but they probably have jungle grosser forest. Bugs.
This is the same thing.
Okay. I'll take your word for it, Mr. We Were Soldiers. That's just a good movie. We Were Soldiers.
Yes.
Mel Gibson.
Yep. One of our greatest actors of our generation.
Yep. We didn't know our way around, so we had to hire tour guides, you know, but less Disney, more locals with hats.
Yep.
Temple of Doom. But
they needed their own short rounds.
Yep. Some parts of the jungle are way darker than others. Some of the guides refused to go in there because of the Batutut, the legend.
Oh, the guides wouldn't go in there?
Yeah, the guides, no. Unlike our local Sasquatch, this Vietnam Sasquatch is about 6 foot tall.
That's not very tall.
Which is a foot or two shorter than the American Sasquatch.
America wins again.
USA! USA! USA!
Yep. There's still difference. They travel in packs, or at least by a pair. By two.
I feel like that's worse. I'd rather fight one big American Sasquatch than a bunch of fucking...
one holding you, and then the other one's like punching your stomach.
Punching you in the dick. Yeah. I'll fight one American Sasquatch rather than
two.
A bunch of Vietnamese Sasquatches.
I agree. Both would be a bad day, though. These, unlike the American one, which have brown fur, or said to have red fur, like Neanderthals, maybe.
Yeah.
These are like brown fur or black fur.
You got to blend into your environment.
Yep. And instead of being an introvert, like our Sasquatch, sometimes it gets a little wild, but most of the time he flees.
Sometimes he wilding out.
These guys are mean, and they're territorial. They come charging straight at people, trying to kill them dead.
I think gorillas are like that.
So you're saying it's Congo?
No, I'm just saying it's a some different sort of it's a different sort of ape.
We call them hairy humans.
Harry the Henderson. These days,
yes.
Yeah. What do they call it? Batutus.
Yep. they're most active at night, but since it's dark, like it's covered with the all canopies. So they could see them anytime, day or night. I guess the good thing is that the Viet Cong also have meetings with these fellows instead of us just getting them interacting.
The Viet Cong hung out with them?
No, they fought against each other. They had a. They don't like them either.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
Yeah, they're
I'd hate to fight Viet Cong and some fucking Sasquatches.
Yeah, like Wookiees.
Yeah. God damn. No wonder we lost.
The Americans, we call them rock apes. You know, for sure. We're not calling them Batutu and
et cetera. We call the Vietnam Sasquatch rock apes?
Correct.
They got a lot of rocks in Vietnam?
Maybe they carry around a satchel.
Oh, and throw fucking rock. That's why they're called rock. You're just making this shit even worse.
Yeah, they throw rocks at them, which I wonder if they're accurate, and they probably throw really fast.
Well, shit, that's all they throw. Like, how accurate? If you practice with like
a rock,
a bow and arrow, or a slingshot, you're gonna get pretty good at it.
Yep.
And they're strong as shit, so they can probably throw those rocks pretty good. Blow your fucking brains out with a rock.
They even throw back unexploded grenades.
Oh my God. No wonder we lost. This is not fair. This war. Jesus.
Well, they didn't have a side, to be fair. Like, they didn't like Viet Cong or.
Well, their side is get out of Vietnam or throw fucking rocks at you.
Also, here's mosquitoes. Ha, ha, ha. Hill 868 in Quang Nam province. The rock apes live up to their name this day. A unit of Marines made up about 30 hold their positions because they see movement ahead. Then they radio to HQ, that's headquarters.
Yes.
But they're surrounded by these humanoid, bipedal, dark marine creatures.
Blacks.
Yeah. The Marines were told simply to toss rocks at them to scare them away.
No, don't. You're giving them ammo.
So living up to their name, they start tossing rocks. Also, so it's a big old.
I'm just imagining a
dodgeball with rocks.
I'm imagining it where the losers are like finally just like, fuck this, we're gonna fight the bullies, and they start throwing rocks at them,
and they get their feelings hurt, and they're like, poo,
yeah, yes.
Jeff is sad.
Jeff is sad.
Harry Jeff sad. He calls him Harry Jeff. They're tossing rocks at him. They're tossing back and forth on the radio. That's on the base. They start hearing gunfire and human screaming. When reinforcements get on the scene, they see few of the rock apes dead and many injured Marines. They extract everyone except evidence.
The apes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, so it's just, can you believe 30 Marines? Like 30?
Well, yeah. So there's a war going on. I can believe 30 dead Marines, but not.
They're injured.
Well, I mean 30 injured Marines.
Like, so there's a Sasquatch.
Yeah. I don't take that. I put them down the holes. Where the Viet Cong are. So it smells.
Another encounter with these rock apes.
That's a pretty cool name, rock apes.
The Marines are headed back to the base, and YouTube put it kind of funny. Like, after a long day of fighting, I was like they clock in and clock out. I thought it was the wording was funny.
I've never really thought about that. I guess they don't really have a clock in and clock out.
Nope. You're on watch. The whole time.
It was terrible.
Yeah. When like things are, you know, tensions are high, you've been up for a while, you're like, I think we need emergency naps or we're going to make things explode.
I need a monster, bro.
They did have a monster. We had like a.
No, I need a drink monster.
Oh, you do?
No, I'm saying if I was in Viet, I'd be like, man, I've been up for 12 hours. Give me some monsters in here and I'll fucking rattle off some M16 rounds in there. Killed me a bunch of rock apes.
Mm-hmm. On the Navy boat, they have a little convenient tiny shop. They got monsters and, you know, Reese's and chips.
We should take some advice from the Germans and have meth.
Yes, that's a brilliant idea.
Give them meth if they can stay it for a little while. I could
fight. They always mention heroin on Vietnam, but.
Yeah, they did a lot of heroin.
Yeah.
A lot of heroin and weed. Because they got the poppies there.
Oh, hell yeah, weed. That'd be. Oh, shit.
They used to smoke weed out of their shotguns.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen a picture.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking crazy.
I would only do that when they gave us the day off.
What?
Smoke a lot of weed.
Smoke weed out of shotguns.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not. If I'm on like.
Jeff, did you leave this loaded, bro? Oh, shit.
Hit that. I left it for you. Hit that shit.
Like, you're about to put it to your face and it goes off.
Or you're.
Oh, man, my weed. I got to pack it again.
You're shooting fucking rock apes and you're just shooting marijuana out of it?
Rock apes are like.
God damn it.
Oh.
Not man. Again.
It's hot here, isn't it? Another encounter. So they're going back to their HQ. They're 2 miles from the base when they start taking fire by a dozen Viet Cong soldiers that were waiting for the weary soldiers. Dicks, right?
Yeah.
One of the soldiers sees a big dark figure in front of him that he thought was a bush until the bush started standing up. The soldier was in shock and he didn't do anything. He just saw this big beast like take strides towards the Viet Cong side where they're firing. And then, like, the soldiers start seeing, like, the Viet Cong say Viet Cong things.
Yep.
Ching pong. No.
Ching, ching, ching. Ching, nope. Pop, pom, pom,
yep.
Pom. We love you long time.
Yep. So they see the Americans see them firing and, like, freaking out. And they're hitting the ape thing. But this gives them the opportunity to, like, bounce because they're outgunned. Also, there's a Sasquatch there.
Nope. Oh, okay.
The Americans take off. They see an opening. The next day,
they asked. I was going to say, I'm going, if I see a bush stand up, I'm going Moses style, and I'm going to be like, burn that bush. But I don't think they were, I don't know if they were using flamethrowers then anymore.
So at the end, I'm going to go over some more shitty things that live in the forest. They think the reason they made napalm, because they're like, fuck this forest. What do you think about that?
We're talking about Vietnam. They had Agent Orange and they started killing all the forest.
Agent Orange and napalm. They think they invented these two to fuck this forest.
Kill the goddamn apes?
Yep.
Oh, that's crazy. I've never heard of this.
It's a theory. It's like they had it.
That's a good theory.
Prototypes in World War II. But
of Agent Orange?
Napalm. Like prototypes.
Well, they had napalm in World War II.
Yeah, they did. Anyway,
Agent Orange was the new thing.
Yeah, they use both of these because they're like, fuck this forest.
Goddamn rock apes are sneaking up on us, man. That's pretty cool. I've never heard of that.
I heard about it a couple times. It's a good theory.
Because then, I mean, they're not going to tell us.
No.
They're just going to be like, yeah, we're trying to kill the forest so we can see the Viet Congs.
The next day, they get permission from the guy in charge of them if they could go back and... They can't still be fighting. It's got to be over. They want to see what they could find.
Yep.
Bodies, bullets, or whatever. And there's a big fight, and they see some dead Viet Cong, and they are ripped in half, and I'm not lying about that. No bullet wounds. No rock ape body.
So just people ripped in half? Mm-hmm. I'm out. I'm done.
Vietnam?
I'm done with Vietnam.
I'm good. I'm good, bro.
This was fun, but I'm going home.
Yep. So by 1974, this is about the end, right? This is what they...
74 is actually after Vietnam.
Wrong.
But we're still fighting. Yeah.
There's witnesses and encounters from both sides. So Vietnam, they send a scientist to go search for this creature. Professor Vo Cui. Jesus. Nice. Q-U-Y.
I'm assuming he's a Vietnamese.
Yes, he is a Vietnamese. He's from... of Vietnam National University. So they sent him out to get some evidence. The only thing he could find was a footprint, and he takes a plaster of the footprint. No droppings? Droppings?
Dino. Droppings? Droppings?
He just finds, he does a plaster thing, and he's like, I'm not saying these are real, but I'm saying if somebody made them, then they would know a lot about footprints of apes. Like you said, Bigfoot... was super another popular one. These days. Aaron said 1964.
Yeah, I wanted to look up when the Patterson-Gimlin video was, and that was in 67. I don't know. Yeah.
That's our animal. That's our Aaron. Other things that exist that make us not want to go ever. The Vietnamese guys also warned U.S. troops about reanimated corpses called Ma.
It gets worse and worse.
So they definitely... I guess they...
I'm starting to get what you're saying is...
Don't go into the jungle.
No, we came out of Vietnam because of Sasquatches and now fucking zombies?
Yeah.
Okay.
They travel at night, and they got plenty of canopy. And when they're seen, They're hopping along like Predator, like ghostly, supernaturally.
Okay.
Oh, they're also bulletproof, obviously.
The zombies are bulletproof?
Uh-huh.
Fuck this.
The troops started dismissing those superstitious tales until they started seeing the things move in the trees, and troops were being taken away and consumed.
Eaten?
Yeah.
Like the bodies of dead?
Like, you think they tell their family, like, hey, what happened to Jeff? I'm like, he exploded. They can't tell him, like, oh, he's been consumed.
Motherfucker got eaten by moss.
In my research, I just skip here and there, but I've heard a couple mentions of, like, this basically a sexy gargoyle female shape with horns.
Ooh, what's vampire-y. Goliath's lady's
I don't know. I really don't.
She's pretty hot.
This one will kill you and, like, suck you dry.
Sounds hot.
Yep. But anyway, if you think about vacationing in Vietnam, always know where you're staying and if they have an in-ground indoor pool.
I hear Vietnam's really nice these days, but you just ruined all that for me.
Yeah, I'm going to pass. I bet their food is good.
Yeah, isn't that pho? Pho?
Yeah, pho's good.
Yeah, pho. Pho's good.
Oh, I like pho.
I pho the shit out of pho.
You know, I've effed with some pho.
I pho with pho. All right, guys. Hope you liked that episode. Don't go to Vietnam. It sounds terrible. They got a bunch of Sasquatches. They got
gargoyles.
Zombies. Gargoyles.
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes. Don't go in the tunnels. But remember to like us and share us on Facebook and Instagram. Whatever topics you want to hear, send it to us on BearConspiracyShow@gmail.com or send it to us on Facebook and Instagram, whatever. And we'll see you next week for another episode of the Beer Conspiracy Show. Kurt Russell.
Keep it sexy.
Nips.
Kurt Russell.
Vietnam's
turkey dressing.
Forrest Gump.